TLED, our core principles are trust, love, excellence, and discipline. We even have them up on a pillar in our kitchen. And
pillar, kitchen, dealt, sorry.
Yes, and that was a great process to go through together and just say what is really important in our relationship.
Are you looking for a high-energy, competitive way to get your team to compete while training athleticism, hand-eye coordination, and lateral quickness? If so, you got to check out Spikeball. Top high school, college, and professional athletes around the world are using Spikeball as a fun and safe competition to start their training sessions, practices, and workouts. It's also a tremendous way to train your routines and releases and build that elite mindset. As a listener to the Peak Performance Podcast, you can get a free Spikeball set by visiting briankane.com/spikeball. Again, that's briankane.com/spikeball, because if you're not playing Spikeball, you're just playing games.
If your body could talk, what would it tell you? Know your body, transform your life. That's the motto of DexaFit, the best in helping you know your numbers. DexaFit shows you exactly how your body composition, cardiovascular fitness, and metabolic health compares to the optimal standard. We know that measurement equals motivation, and DexaFit measures your progress while providing the diet and fitness plan customized for your body. DexaFit is providing a tremendous opportunity for listeners of the Peak Performance Podcast to get their first scan at a discounted rate. Go to briankane.com/DexaFit. That's briankane.com/DexaFit right now to learn more.
Hey, how you doing? Brian Kane, your Peak Performance Coach here with another episode of the Peak Performance Podcast. And we're joined by my wife, Erin the Bear Kane, our French Bulldogs, Cypress, and Yodi. Say hi, Yodi.
Hello.
So basically what we want to do here today is we just want to kind of give you a little behind the scenes into a day in our life and just kind of talk a little bit so that you get to know us a little bit more. And often I'm the one on the podcast, and I wanted to kind of bring the bear into the mix here and let you get to know my best friend a little bit more here. So Bear, why don't we start off by, why don't you tell people how we met, as a matter of fact. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, how we met. My brother is a college baseball coach, and Brian decided to work with his team, and we were introduced from there.
Yeah, what was our first date? Where'd we go?
Our first date, we went to a Phoenix Coyotes, now Arizona Coyotes, hockey game.
Yep, and thus the name
Yodi.
Yodi, named after our first date, Phoenix Coyotes. And then where did I propose to you, Bear?
Cypress.
The lone Cypress in California, which this is Cypress. So Cypress, Yodi, our first date, and where we got engaged. Now you might be wondering, why is she known as the Bear? Why on Snapchat do you have the Bear Cave? Maybe you know the great story of that is behind the legacy of the Bear. But Bear, could you tell people and share with them the story of the Bear?
Yes, the story of the bear. We went on a cruise to Alaska. We did a fly fishing adventure. And we went out. Ooh, okay, there they go.
Must be a squirrel.
Yeah, seriously. We went out fly fishing, and our guide said, well, I have to take this rifle just in case any bears come. We haven't seen any in a long time, but I'll take it just in case. So we go on our way. We're fishing. We're having a great time. Brian catches a fish, and the guide is helping
him.
Big one. And the guide is helping him reel it in. And I'm watching this. I'm quite a way away. And I turn and I see a bear coming at us in the distance. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, what do I do? And the guide is kind of too far away. And the gun is pretty close to me. So he points to the gun. And I've never shot a gun in my life before. So I'm kind of freaking out. But I go over, grab the rifle, kind of see what I could do. Cock it
like freaking Rambo with the gun down here, not like up here looking out of the sight like a normal human, but like down here,
yeah.
Like she's
no
about
idea.
To go and, you know,
no
take up and become a movie
doing.
Action star.
No idea what I'm doing. And I turn it towards the bear, but the bear must have heard me cock the gun or some other noise, and he just ran away. So I didn't have to shoot a bear.
Yeah, but then she turns around, and I'm still out there with the guide, like trying to reel this fish in. And she turns around and goes, "The bear's gone," pointing the gun right at us. And we're like, "Drop the gun, drop the gun." Thus, the evolution of the bear.
Yes.
So, Bear, you know, we talked about going to an Alaska, going on an Alaska cruise. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, just by the nature of my mission and what I get to do with serving people around the country, I'm not home that much. You know, I travel a lot more than I would like to, and hopefully a lot more than you would like me to. You know, you might like being home alone with the cheese. I don't know. But we do a thing called the 90-day getaway. It's kind of like a 90-day advance. Would you talk a little bit about kind of why we do that and why that's important?
Yes, 90-day vacation is really important for us. Ooh. Just because I, as he said, Brian travels a lot, and every 90 days we plan a getaway, whether it's even just a day to ourselves, a weekend, or sometimes even more, a whole week vacation. But that's been really key in our relationship, just because of the amount that Brian travels, and it's just, we need time to just fully be with each other.
And these adorable French bulldogs, you know, so the, as they try to steal some of the action here, the they have a mind of their own. But the nice part about the 90-day getaway for me is at least I know that there's going to be dedicated time, you know, on the calendar. We schedule it in advance, almost a year in advance. We'll say, hey, every, you know, every quarter, so January, February, March, where are we going to go? And then, you know, we'll take that time. And it's great because we often are going somewhere new. Almost a lot of times we're going on a cruise, which we like because you're out there in the middle of the ocean and there's no real distraction. You know, I mean, I usually don't, last time we went, I didn't bring my cell phone.
Digital detox,
no cell phone, no computer. And you're just there. It's just the two of you, you know, and a lot of times when we're out there, we'll go through books together. You know, relationship books like The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman or Tony Robbins relationship program. And just kind of talk about some of the things that we're learning and how it applies to our life and trying to help with kind of the growth of the two of us together. You know, I think in life so many times people get together and then eventually they tend to grow apart instead of growing together and becoming closer. I think that's one of the keys of our relationship is trying to have that continual growth. Bear, would you talk a little bit about some of the things that you do to help kind of you continue to grow? I know you've got, you know, your meditation practice and the books and things you do on a daily basis. But what are some things that you do? I'm always talking about things that I do, Automobile University, things to grow, but what are things that you do?
Yes, mainly I've been trying to focus on my meditation practice. So part of my morning routine is meditating every morning for 15 minutes. Also, really big fan of Philosopher's Notes. I try to at least hit 3 a week. And then it's really nice because I get to incorporate those into my yoga classes that I teach, kind of share that message. And yeah, meditation, Philosopher's Notes, daily exercise routine. I have a daily checklist, even of things that we do in our relationship. One of my daily checklists is Brian's love language is words of affirmation. So a checklist is, did I share a word of affirmation to Brian? And things like that.
So like on my checklist, like one of the things I'll do every morning when I wake up, and most of the time it's because I travel, you know, I'll wake up and I'll go into my Grid Diary morning checklist. And you know, the first question is like, how much sleep did you get last night? Second question is, you know, read the Daily Dominator and Maxwell Reader. And the third one is, did you send the bear a nice text this morning? Because one of her love languages is words of affirmation. So I always like to send a nice little message in the morning. And I do it when I'm on the road. I probably need to do it more when I'm at home. But even just this morning, you know, we slept in the same bed, woke up next to each other. And as I was doing my morning routine at the kitchen table, when she was in the chair and they were meditating 15 feet away, I just opened up my cell phone and sent her a good morning text message.
Sure.
Another thing we do, if it's on the refrigerator on the side, I bought a little white magnetic whiteboard that goes in the refrigerator. And each morning when I'm home, I'll get up and as I'm having breakfast, I'll just erase the whiteboard and write a silly message to the bear just to let her know that I'm thinking about her. And then when I'm on the road, one of our routines that maybe you heard of in the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance. I learned it from my good friend, Coach Kenny, from the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance. Is Coach Kenny and his wife, they do what's called an FDK, which is a FaceTime kiss. So I like to, most times, before we go to bed, if I'm on the road, is just dial up the bear on FaceTime and say hello and then, you know, kiss the phone like a high school boy in love.
My second love language is quality time, and even though we don't get to spend a lot of time with each other because he travels a lot, it's just really the quality time, the little things, even the FaceTime or just spending one day digital detox completely with each other is really big.
I think the other thing we try to do too, you know, and I know a lot of people watching this podcast are going to be coaches that in the middle of their season, know, football coaches, baseball coaches that never, they're never home. They never hardly ever get to see their family. So building, bringing their family into the mix of their program. So whether it's Aaron, you know, coming to a TCU women's basketball game or a TCU baseball game, or going over to SMU and bringing the French Bulldogs, you know, and getting them to come to a game and being able to walk out after the game and get that, even that time in the car with her and the dogs, who are probably out chasing squirrels now, but getting them back, you know, to the house has been a lot of fun as well. You know, and having her be a part of that, whether it's, you know, coming out to a football game at Yale or going out to the College World Series, something like that, has been fun to see her be a part of that. And you know, when I go to places and stay at coaches' houses, she comes out and stays with those coaches, and they're always asking, you know, about her and things like that, which is cool. So one of the things we do also is a date night, where I try to do it once a week. Usually it's on Thursdays, usually the night, but at least once a week we try to go to dinner, no cell phone, even if it's just a two-hour block, and just go and kind of check in and be together. So I think another key part of our relationship is our core principles. You know, we talk about with an athletic program, and pillar number two, the MVP process, a mission, a vision, and principles. And, you know, the mission of our marriage, simple, is, you know, for me, is be the best husband and selfless servant that I can be. The vision is kind of what are the things that we're trying to do together, you know, in that year. So it's kind of like a short focus. And then the principles are either TLED, or, which has since been rephrased into DELT. Aaron, would you talk a little bit about kind of our core principles of TLED or DELT?
Yes. TLED, our core principles, are trust, love, excellence, and discipline. We even have them up on a pillar in our kitchen. And
pillar, kitchen, DELT. Sorry.
Yes. And that's was a great process to go through together and just say what is really important in our relationship. And how do we want to show up with each other every day? And we've defined each of those words, and we just try and kind of always come back to them and review how we're doing in there.
So it's if you use the acronym DELT, it's discipline, excellence, love, and trust. And talk about, you know, discipline is doing what you say you're going to do, you know, and following through, having a plan and following through with it. You know, love is selflessly giving with expecting nothing in return. Excellence is working to be the best that you can be. You know, and trust is that doing what's right and following through and doing what you say you're going to do. So if we're living those principles, and we went through this in our relationship the same way you go through it with your team. As you sit down, and I said to Aaron one day, this is what you get when you are in a relationship with a peak performance coach, but
yeah,
she's
true.
Into it. You know, as I said, hey, I want you to write down all the principles that you think are needed to be successful in a relationship. And she wrote down her list, and I wrote down my list, and then we compared, and we had a lot of things that were the same, and took those two lists, made one, and then put them into different groups. And the four groups we came up with were DELT: discipline, excellence, love, and trust. And, you know, we're not perfect at it, but we have an awareness of it, and we're working to get better at it all the time. And a lot of times we'll have conversations on those date night dinners or on the 90-day getaways or different times, and just talk about, you know, how are we doing in those four things? Do you feel like you're loved? Do you feel like there's a high level of trust? Do we feel like we're committed to excellence and being the best that we can be individually and together? You know, and are we disciplined and actually doing the things that we say we're going to do in terms of our growth and things like that? So that's been a fun process to go through. And I think something that has really made a difference in the relationship, and something that I would, as I talk with friends of mine around the country and friends like you, often I think people have those core principles in their programs, their place of employment, but they don't have them in their families. So I think that's a great place to look to get started and start that conversation, because that's ultimately what I would love to pass on to our children, God willing, would be that they're disciplined and that they have a clear plan in terms of helping them get to where they want to go, that they're committed to being their best on a daily basis, that they're loving and take care of other people and treat other people well, and that they're trustworthy and do what they say they're going to do. And if they can have those core principles, then I feel like, you know, we've succeeded in our role as parents.
God willing.
We got some questions that were sent in here for us, you know, and people said, when I put out, hey, we're thinking of doing a relationship sort of podcast, you know, are there any questions? And like the same question that came up 30 times are you guys going to have children, you know?
Yeah.
And
yes, we are.
Yeah, so I guess we are. And, you know, so it's something, you know, God willing, that if we're able to do that, that would be exciting. And, you know, hopefully the next couple of years that will happen. Whenever it happens, it happens. I'm excited. I'm ready for it. And, hopefully they're left-handed. No, I'm kidding. But
biggest challenge there of the relationship?
biggest challenge of the relationship is definitely how much Brian is gone. It's definitely been interesting to get used to, but you know, just like anything, you kind of find ways to deal with it. You find ways to embrace it and not let it be something bad in our relationship, but almost, you know, try and make it a good thing where the time we do spend together is really amazing and special. And then I love our 90-day getaways. I think those are key. So that would be the biggest challenge for me.
Yeah, and no doubt, you know, that's the biggest challenge is just not being home. You know, and that's a byproduct of my mission of wanting to educate, empower, and energize others. And I'm working to create different training programs, whether it's the 12 Pillars of Peak Performance Digital Training Program, the Total Immersion Weekends, which I want you to talk about in a minute here as coaches take over the house, which has been awesome. One-on-one coaching over Skype and trying to find different ways as part of our moving to South Lake, Texas was that there's so much action from an athletic standpoint right in this Dallas-Fort Worth area that hopefully I can go and work with enough teams in the area and be able to be home at night, you know, instead of having to fly all over the country. So the days of me traveling all over the country and doing the work I love to do are coming to a close. Those are going to be minimal. I'm going to be home more and hopefully coming up with a new plan to be able to still go to campus for a day or two and serve teams and then be able to do it over Skype. I think that that's going to be the best use of our time and the best service to your team, but also the best investment into my relationship. So the Total Immersion Weekends, super exciting, super fun. Bear, last year was the first year we had the idea of, yes, hey, we're going to do a Total Immersion Weekend. It's going to be during the college baseball NCAA, you know, conference championships. We're going to have 8 coaches come to the house. We're going to put air mattresses all over the place underneath the pool table in the office and the kitchen floor. There's going to be people living here. We're going to be doing yoga in the back. We're going to be playing spike ball in the garage. We're going to set up a classroom in the living room and basically take over the house for 72 hours to have the total immersion experience for coaches. What was that like for you?
It was crazy, but amazing at the same time. You know, a lot of coaches are like, how do you let Brian do this? But
the cheese were here.
Yes, they were. The dogs were here. But I think it's great for them to really see how Brian lives, how we live. And we're just very, you know, welcome into our house. And this is how it is. And we just want you to learn and grow as much as you can. So we're kind of an open book.
Yeah, as you can tell, not much to hide here other than, you know, maybe some dog hair that I have on the black shirt here. But Total Immersion Weekend's fantastic, and hopefully you get to come be a part of that. Or if it's an event that we happen to pull together, like in Las Vegas or other places that we get a chance to go do, which I love is the Bear always goes out and does yoga in the morning and kind of talks about the mindfulness and then is there and is a part of that. You know, because a lot of what she teaches through yoga fits right in with the mindset and things that we're talking about here from a mental game and peak performance standpoint.
Do you want more? Do you want the 20% that will get you 80% of the results? That's what I do for you when you join the Inner Circle. I cut through the clutter and give you the exact resources, techniques, and strategies that are going to help you become more. This is an exclusive group and is not for everyone. When you join the Inner Circle, you will immediately be surrounded by some of the best coaches in the country. Visit briankane.com/innercircle. to learn more and join today. Thanks for listening to the Peak Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a positive review or share a link to this episode on social media using #PeakPod. Mention Brian Kane and one thing you learned in this episode for your chance to win a free ticket to the next Brian Kane Experience live event. Dominate the day.